All right, everyone. Hold on. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're not doing any hetero gay hentai this week because we are, you know, as I said, we're bringing things down a notch. It'll go back up in January, but I'm actually taking some time to just kind of chill. It's the holidays, you know. So we'll give you this. And I'll do the comic, the boys, tomorrow, and a little bit of Chasing Sunsets, and I think that's pretty much it. Well, we'll do a show, of course, and we'll do the Being a Dick and Fetish Locator for 30 minutes each. And then after that, we're pretty much done for the whole week. That's the whole week. So it's not going to be much going on this week. I'm chilling. I'm actually playing some games. I'm doing other things. But that's not what you guys come here for, so let's go ahead and get started. Because just in case, I'm telling you right now that I'm not sticking anything in my ass.
Ew, no one wants to see that anyway.
Right.
No, what I had in mind isn't that fucked up. I'd just like to see your dick. What? No way! You're the one that got me curious about it in the first place.
Yep, I've been there before. Huh? She what? Obviously I know, but it's just fun playing dumb. Fun fact. If women around you in the workplace or something like that find out that you've got, you know, the big dick or you're packing, you're gonna get a lot of attention. I had this happen at my workplace once, and it was pretty crazy. Women started going up and asking me questions like that, and I was like, how'd you know? And believe me, guys, women have a way of finding out. They do. It's even easier with the internet. So. Jessica's face goes red.
Shut up, Chloe. Nothing.
Grim. Well, yeah.
She's just messing around. I won, and I decided that I want to see your dick. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
Well, no!
You don't want to be humiliated by how small it is.
Oh, don't give me that. That is not what's going to happen. You're going to say, my good heavens! Small is the last word I'd use to describe it. Yep. But you decide for yourself.
No way. I do not want to see.
Without a second thought, you drop your boxers. Your cock immediately springing out in all its glory. Barely catching a glimpse, Jessica covers her eyes.
Holy shit. It's big. Put it away, you perv.
What do you think? Pretty decent, huh?
Yeah. I have definitely seen bigger in movies. But in real life, I'm not so sure. Okay, you saw what you wanted to. Put your fucking underwear back on now, will ya? Not so fast. Hey, not so fast. Hey.
Yeah?
Do you mind if I touch it? Why on earth do you feel the need to do that? You said you just wanted to take a look. I'm curious to know if it's the biggest I've seen in real life. You need to touch it to do that?
Almost mesmerized by your member, Chloe sits down before you.
I'll know for sure once I wrap my hand around it. It's dark in here, you know? I'm sure he wouldn't mind, but I'm asking just in case. So, may I? You know what? I'm getting the hell away from here. Don't be like that, Jess. I'm just gonna take a quick feel. He'll be over before you know it. Then, hopefully, by the time I come back, it's over, and his dick is back in his boxers.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
It's fine. As usual, she's just being a drama queen. Now, where were we? Oh, that's right. I wanted to grab a hold of that thing. Can I? Pretty please?
She says this in a sarcastic tone, as though there was even the slightest chance you'd say no. I suppose I don't mind.
I didn't think you would. Now, let me get a handful of what you're packing.
Biting her lip with simmering anticipation, Chloe tightly wraps her hand around your shaft.
Wow, it really is big. No offense, but I'd never guess that someone that looks like you would be hiding such a monster.
Big things come in small packages, lady. What's that supposed to mean? Do I really give off that much of a dweeby vibe? Or is it that I'm too scrawny? I mean, it's not like I'm really that skinny or anything. What the fuck then? Holy. In one lightning fast motion, Chloe swallows your cock whole. Trying her best to get your entire shaft to slide down the back of her throat. This crazy bitch just started deep throating me out of nowhere. I think I'm in love.
Yep, it's definitely the biggest.
Can't believe you just did that. What if Jess were to walk in?
One thing you should know about me is that I don't worry about what others think of me.
Ooh, I like that in a woman. I like that in a person in general, man or woman.
Even Jess. In fact, that's one of the things she loves about me.
It's just a hunch, but I have a feeling stuff like this would be the exception.
Don't worry about her. I'll be done before she comes back.
Done? What do you mean? Oh, she gonna do the whole thing. Yeah, oh, that's what you meant.
Hopefully, that was enough time for Chloe to cop her feel. God, she's a slut. Who knows? If I'm lucky, he might have even...
As Jessica walks closer to the room, she hears strange sounds coming from the inside. Strange and otherworldly sounds. Something sounding a lot like slurping. Slightly leaning in, Jessica is instantly struck with a sight of Chloe sucking your cock. Seeing this, her immediate reaction is to scream, or shout, or just kill you. But she doesn't. Captivated by the sight of her best friend, her lover, going down on you, she's jealous. Only the thing is, she wasn't sure who she was jealous of. I'm gonna come. Good Lord. Thinking Chloe will pull back because of this, you're shocked when she begins gagging on your cock even harder. Unable to maintain any more self-control, you shoot your load deep into her mouth and down her throat. A load so big you can see it leak from the corners of her mouth. However, as quickly as you can come, it's gone just as fast. Holy fuck, did you just swallow it?
Yep, and it was absolutely delicious.
You're something else, you know that?
Should I take that as a compliment?
You swallowed my whole load, so... yeah, you should take that as a compliment. Chloe looks towards the doorway, now absent of Jessica's presence. What is it? Heard something? You pull your boxers back up. Jessica's not coming, is she?
Not anymore.
Huh? What does that mean?
I think she might be a little more twisted than she lets on. Because a good amount of the time I was blowing you, she was standing right there, watching.
Oh, was she now? You're shitting me, she was?
Yep, and to be honest, it was kind of a turn-on.
Ooh. Really?
Why do you think I swallowed? I'm an exhibitionist.
Yep.
If I have an audience, I tend to get a little carried away.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Good to know. I could never be with an exhibitionist. I'd get arrested. Because they're always wanting you to do the... Oh, but in front of all these people. In front of all these people? Yeah, it really gets me off, but there's all these people. And you got cell phones. Sure, let them get pictures and video. No, officer. I told her no. I said no. You are aware of indecent exposure.
Well, I think it's time to call it a night, huh? Also, seeing how I'll probably get an earful from Jess, you might want to leave. Fast.
Yeah, probably. This was fun, though.
It was. Maybe we'll do it again one day?
I'll be waiting. Fuck the maybe part. With the right combination of decisions, I might even get to fuck you.
Not.
Chloe kisses you on the cheek. Having gone as far as you could for the night, you leave Jessica's bedroom. Satisfied with what you managed to accomplish, you head back to your bed. See, Chloe's the one I'd go for now. At first, it was Jessica. I like Jessica, but Jessica, I don't know. She seems like she'd be a bit to handle. Although, as usual, you have high hopes that next time you'll be able to go even further. So you won't have to actually wait for next time. We'll just bring you back to the decision that mattered. Obviously, I know the answer, but I shouldn't discount the idea of purposely getting it wrong, either. The answer's obvious. You could hardly wait to find out how big my cock was. Hearing you say exactly what she had in fact been thinking, and we all knew, Chloe's mouth drops.
The fuck? How did you...
I take it my guess was correct?
What are you, a fucking mind reader?
Told you, I know women.
Yeah, maybe you do. God damn it, Chloe. Now look what's happened. You know what kind of request he's gonna make, don't you? A horny teenager with the power to make one request from an older girl? Yeah, Jess, I think I know. Well, go for it. What do you want? But, like I said, don't go nuts. Even I have my limits.
Oh, Lord. One request, huh? For a few seconds, you carefully think about what you'd like to ask. Okay, I got one. I want you to strip naked. Oh, that's kind of basic.
What? Are you out of your fucking mind? There's no way she'd... Okay.
What?
What? What am I, in high school? That's nothing. To be honest, I'm almost disappointed at how tame the request is.
Shit, I knew I should have asked for something more. I'm such an idiot. I mean, the girl fucking gave me a hand job just for fun. Without a slightest bit of self-consciousness... What? That's not what they meant to say. Without a slightest bit of self-consciousness, Chloe does as you asked and strips. That is not what they meant to say.
Ta-da! So...
Try that again.
Ta-da! So, opinions?
Pardon me while I pick my mouth up off the floor would be closest.
You're so corny, but cute too.
Pardon me. Sorry, guys. Not exactly what you want to hear while I'm doing this, but there you go. Again? Again. All right.
Okay, I think you've seen enough. Go away now.
Go away now!
Actually, since you're already here and I'm already naked, there was something I wouldn't mind hearing your opinion on.
Sure, what is it?
Well, lately, me and Jess have kind of been going back and forth about who has the better body.
Oh, I thought it was going to be that latest Star Wars movie. It sucks! It sucked.
So, I was just thinking, why don't you give us your opinion? Ooh, that is something I do not need to know.
I'm happy to give my opinion, but it's kind of hard to judge when you're standing there like that.
Easily fixed. Jess, take off your dress. Are you nuts? I'm not taking off my dress in front of him. What's the big deal? He lives right down the hall. He probably saw you naked at least once before. And it's not like it's sexual or something.
What she said. Sorry, but I just don't look at you like that. As if.
Forget it. Not gonna happen. Hey, Jess. What? If you do it, then I'll do that thing you like.
Chloe bites her lip as she gazes at Jessica intently. That thing has got to be something sexual as fuck.
Fine. Swell.
Jeez, whatever it is, it must be damn good. In complete contrast to how Chloe undressed, Jessica slips out of her garments much more tentatively. Unbeknownst to her, and certainly unintended, the slow and steady approach of it is quite erotic, too. I definitely never thought I'd be in a situation like this. Two incredibly hot, completely naked girls standing in front of me. I feel like my dick's gonna burst through my pants already.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Taking the dress off? No, it was quite easy. Standing naked in front of him? Yeah, painfully so. Don't be such a prude.
Ha! Jessica, a prude? If that's true, Chloe must be a sex fiend or something. Ha ha!
So, what do you think? You're just standing there, all googly-eyed.
Who do I think looks better, right?
Yep. And, by the way, if you think it's Jess, don't be embarrassed to admit it. You'd be insane not to know what a babe she is.
Oh no, they both look good. Whoops.
Do you get some kind of sick pleasure in embarrassing me? Maybe a little.
Sitting there looking at two naked women, and you gotta decide which one looks better. There are worse decisions you could be making in life.
Well.
What do y'all think? Hold on. We gotta look again. Alright. I don't know. See, one thing I don't like about Jessica is she's pale. She's almost as pale as me. And I'm not even as pale as she is. Damn. Alright. Jessica is way less of a booty. Now she has, I don't know. I still think that Chloe's booty is a lot better.
What are you waiting for? Let's get this over with.
Chloe! I gotta say, I think I'll have to go with Chloe.
Fuck yeah. Of course he was gonna say that. I'm his... semantics. It's still a win in my book.
No, it didn't have nothing to do with it. Just was not that hot. It's got nothing to do with that. I'd say it if I thought it was you. He's right.
Like, I care either way.
Even though she said this from the look on her face, you're not so sure.
Well, I'm grateful. And if I'm known for anything, it's how much I like to express my gratitude.
Oh, really?
What are you... So, as just a little tiny gesture of it, how would you like a kiss? Are you fucking serious, Chloe? You can't do that.
Why the hell not?
Why not? Anyway, I'd absolutely hate for him to think of me as ungrateful.
Exactly. Let the woman do her magic here. She knows what she's talking about. Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
Didn't think so. Hey, don't you dare even think...
There we go. Chloe leans in and kisses you passionately. But, I mean, that's what you're seeing on the screen. Jessica looks on with the slightest pang of jealousy. Look at her eyes. She's staring. If she had laser vision like Homelander, she'd literally do a Homelander right now. Melt the whole fucking face. That would be it. Which in itself isn't unreasonable. The thing is, she's not sure if it was jealousy towards you, or if it is, in some way, towards Chloe.
How was that?
Great. Really, really good.
Glad you liked it. Are the two of you done? 'Cause I'm about to throw up back here. Yeah, we're done. For tonight. Ha ha ha, slut. You're cute when you're jealous. You know that? You wish. On that note, I think we're done. I get the feeling I've pissed Jess off, so...
Yep.
Now I'd better make it up to her.
Right. Okay, hopefully I'll see you again sometime.
You can count on it. Okay, enough already. Beat it.
Alright, I'm going. He's gonna do that, too. With Chloe's attention now turning entirely to Jessica... You decide it's indeed time to call it a night. He's gonna beat it like Michael Jackson. Just beat it! Beat it! Damn, that was pretty awesome. I got to see Chloe naked and kiss her. To be honest, I'm not sure I could have asked for much more. Then again, who knows? Oh well, I better call it a night. I'm sure I'll see Chloe again, so I guess we'll find out then. It's literally just repeating the noises that the car makes. Okay. We don't even get a Chloe story. Where? It's a 6 of 7. We're 7. Jessica's story will continue in season 2. Wow! Well, damn! That's it for Jessica's story right now, then. It's completely done. We've finished Jessica's story. For now. Okay, so, okay. All we can do next is the teacher or the employee. Literally, everybody is cut off except for teacher and employee. And we're at the, I guess, the 30-minute mark or whatever. But there you go, guys. You got some more or less theory anyway. So, hope you guys enjoyed it. And it looks like we're going to be running into Season 2, which is long as shit, I have been told. There's a guy I know on GOG. He's been playing a lot of these games. He plays a lot of games, just, you know, a lot. He just seems to be a 50-year-old retired guy that just has, you know, enough money to not have to worry about anything and just plays games all the time, which is fine. And he plays through these games, you know, pretty quickly. So he's told me that this story for, or the story for the second game is massive. He says it's one of the longest stories he's ever played in any one of these games. And by the way, they just released Less Theory Season 3 Episode 1 today. It's only available for Patreons, so you have to go to the Patreon and grab it there. And, you know, as for people that have, you know, on Steam, itch.io, and GOG, you'll have to wait. Because, you know, they're going to do it in pieces until it's finished, just like with Returning to Mia and all the other games that they've done. So, alright guys, this will be the Grim Lord and I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time for more Less Theory. We've still got time to do it. I don't think it's going to be one we'll be waiting for. Let's see, hold on. Today is the... Yeah, the... Okay, we're on the 20th. Alright, so let's see. Yeah, it'll be the day before Christmas. Or, yeah, we'll figure it out. I mean, I might be able to throw some things up before Christmas. Maybe I can give you guys some more Mia anyway. Just sneak a little bit more Mia in there so you guys don't feel, you know, empty-handed without Mia. You know, I don't know what you guys want to do. We'll find out later on. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time with more Less Theory. Stay tuned.